Hello, world. It's me again, your friend, Joe Montana's right arm. And this season, we are going to try something a little different as far as podcasting goes. We're going to try to condense things greatly in each podcast. So in other words, this is going to be a 10-minute project. So every week, we're going to recap Sunday's games in 10 minutes. We're going to do our damnedest to do it. We're going to see if it works. If it does, great. If not, we'll do something to try to make it work. All right, let's get into it, shall we? Let's go to our game of the week. Insert crazy sound effects. We start in Dallas. The Dallas Cowboys defeat the New York Giants 27-26. A lot of big notes coming out of this game last night. Dez Bryant breaks his foot. He's out for 4 to 6 weeks. The Cowboys win nonetheless after the Giants really... this was a weird game. The Giants were up 10, 23-13. They really had no business being up in the game in the first place because Dallas just kind of sleptwalked through the first half, and the Giants were like, yeah, if you won't take it from us, we'll just take it from you. And eventually that's what the Giants did for a little while, and they were up 10 until, boy, they just gagged badly. 23-20 late. The Cowboys had their backs against the wall. The Giants had the ball inside the Dallas 5. And instead of running the ball on third and goal, the Giants elect to run a pass play and thus saving the Cowboys at least 40 seconds. I got in an argument with my dad after the game was over on what the Giants should have done. The Giants should have just run it on third down. And maybe even run it on fourth down. Going for it on fourth down, I thought was a little bit too much, but because you got to come away with some points there and make Dallas get a touchdown. But they just ended up with the worst scenario, which was Eli Manning rolling out and throwing an incomplete pass. And then Tony Romo in the Cowboys offense does the cha-cha down the field to score and win the game 27-26. It'll be interesting to see whether or not Bryant and his departure, how greatly it will impact the Dallas offense. Surely it will have some impact, but we'll see. Fun fact before we move on. Actually, two things before we move on. Number one, Tom Coughlin has to go. It's over. Time management, he's just, I don't know if he's paying attention anymore. That was brutal at the end of the game. Second thing, Eli Manning. Last 41 games for Eli. He is 16-25, okay? And you're wondering, that can't be that bad, right? Ryan Fitzpatrick over the same span of time is 17-24. Sip on that. Next game, we go to Buffalo. The Indianapolis Colts, the alleged, presumed, crowned, uncrowned Super Bowl 50 champions. A lot of people picking the Colts to go to the Super Bowl and to win the Super Bowl. I don't know what you guys are looking at. This is roughly the same team that got firebombed by the Patriots 45-7 in the AFC Championship game last year. And not much has changed despite their additions. Buffalo, in Rex Ryan's head coaching debut, won 27-14. Tyrod Taylor, 14 of 19, 195 yards, and a touchdown, a sweet throw. Terrible, terrible, terrible post-game shirt. Go to joemontanasrightarm.com to check that out. Just awful. Andrew Luck, 243 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 INTs. T.Y. Hilton left with a foot injury. I've not seen the prognosis on that. If he's out any bit of significant time for the Colts, this is not going to be fun for Indy this year. Their defense, still soft, allowed 147 yards rushing on the ground. Buffalo hosts New England next week. The bizarro 4 o'clock game of the week. The Denver Broncos, 19-13 winners over the Baltimore Ravens. I'm not sure if the biggest news out of this game is the fact that the two teams did not score an offensive touchdown. This was just two pick sixes and a bunch of field goals. Weird game. Physical game, as the Ravens can attest to, as Terrell Suggs, done for the year after tearing his Achilles. Both offenses were awful in this game. Gary Kubiak with maybe the funniest comment I've ever heard in my life. I almost LOL'd when I actually heard this during his post-game press conference. He called this the greatest defensive football game he's ever been a part of. I don't think it was that good. I think it was a bunch of offenses that have either, in the case of Baltimore, no weapons to throw to, and in the case of Denver, they're running a new offense, and you can see Peyton Manning's just like, I'm not sure I really like this. Payton, 175 yards. He was sacked four times. Most since, I believe, 2013. So really a sloppy, sloppy game all around. The good news, if you're a Broncos fan, you at least won. The bad news, I think Peyton Manning is, he's in the bag, folks. I think he's done. It doesn't look like him. So we'll see if Denver can get it together. They have to play Kansas City on Thursday night. Quick turnaround for them on the road. Green Bay, 31, Chicago, 23. James Jones scores two times. Up next, the Packers will play the Seattle Seahawks. Not much to glean out of that Packers win over Chicago. They beat the Bears all the time. Speaking of the Seahawks, Rams, 34, Seattle, 31. Pete Carroll, folks, strikes again. I'm not buying that line of hooey that the Seahawks fed out about the Steven Hauschka kick in overtime, to begin overtime. They claim, if you watch the game, it looked like he was trying some sort of onside kick. Afterwards, Pete Carroll claimed that it was supposed to be some sort of pooch kick. Okay, if that's the case, why in God's name are you even messing around in overtime doing that? I get Tavon Austin returned a punt for a touchdown. I'm not even sure if he was back for kick in that situation. Why are you doing that? Why? Why even risk it? You have a good defense. Let him play. It's Nick Foles. It's not Joe Montana back there. Anyhow, so the Seahawks botched the kick attempt. If you want to believe it was an onside kick, a pooch, whatever, it didn't work. Then the Seahawks trail 34-31 after the Rams go down. Sweet throw by Nick Foles to beat Richard Sherman to eventually set up a field goal. The Rams take advantage. They go up three. And then, how is this for going full circle of sorts? The Seahawks face with a 4th-and-1 just inside of midfield. And they hand off this time out of the shotgun to Marshawn Lynch instead of throwing, which they did in the Super Bowl. We all know how that ended. And the run play gets destroyed. Couple of things. Number one, don't run out of the shotgun against the Rams defense. The line is too good. Elsewhere, Russell Wilson sacked six times. Not good for long-term productivity. They are facing a potential 0-2 start if they lose next week against the Green Bay Packers. The Kansas City Chiefs, 27-20 winners over the Houston Texans. The Houston Texans have no quarterbacks, but we already knew that going in. They meaning the Chiefs, sacked Houston Texans quarterbacks five times. Travis Kelce, monster game, two touchdowns. Hope you had him in your fantasy lineup. Carolina 20, Jacksonville 9, nobody really cares. Jets 31, Browns 10. Johnny Manziel throws a touchdown pass after checking into the game following Josh McCown's untimely helicopter injury, a.k.a. a concussion. Manziel was pretty bad, by the way, after that touchdown pass. Not good. Miami 17, Washington 10. Sleepy game for the Dolphins. Kind of sleptwalked through that first half. Wasn't really impressed for a team. Another team that is getting a lot of serious buzz to start out the season. I am not feeling it, but we'll see. I picked them to go to the playoffs, but that's in part because I don't think the AFC is very good this year. Anyways, the Dolphins took control thanks to Jarvis Landry, who had a big punt return for a touchdown, was a monster with some critical plays on offense as well. Some of the other 4 o'clock games, Arizona 31, New Orleans 19. Something's missing in New Orleans. I can't figure it out. Besides defense. I mean, they're not playing defense well, but something is amiss there. Bruce Arians leading the Cardinals to another victory. Carson Palmer, in his return, throwing for over 300 yards. San Diego 33, Detroit 28. This game can be summed up by saying Phil Rivers a lot. He threw for over 400 yards. The Lions blow a game on the road. Stop me if you've heard that before. Cincinnati 33, Oakland 13. God, the Oakland Raiders looked just brutal. Brutal. Matt McGloin made an appearance because Derek Carr thought it was a good idea to stiff-arm Adam Pac-Man Jones. That never ends well. By the way, Adam Pac-Man Jones probably should get fined and suspended for trying to maim Amari Cooper. He slammed Amari Cooper's head into a helmet. That's pretty awful. And finally, Tennessee 42, Tampa 14. Dreadful effort by the Bucks. Marcus Mariota, impressive in his rookie debut, 4 touchdown passes. Tampa, Jameis Winston, first throw in his NFL career was intercepted and returned for a touchdown. Okay, we will come back later on in the week with a top five teams, worst five teams so far through week one. Best of luck to Eagles fans, Falcons fans, 49ers fans, and Vikings fans. Tonight, your teams are up on Monday Night Football. Hope you enjoy. I like the Eagles and the Vikings tonight. Sorry, I cursed both the teams by picking them. Oh well. You can check us out at joemontanasrightarm.com and also on Twitter at joemsrightarm. We're on Tumblr, all kinds of stuff. Anyhow, hope that worked well first time around. 10 minutes with JMRA. Until next time, happy football, everybody.